Gary Harrison, Triple M, James A for breakfast, 98.7 The Kive, 92.3 in the Whit Sundays, and at triplem.com.au. That's where you can catch up with us if you missed anything on the show as we head for our top 22. Live this morning, thanks to Mackay Mitsubishi Diamond Day Sale on right now. You know, sometimes in live radio, live television, things don't always go to plan.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, especially with this show.
I'll speak for yourself.
Oh, I don't know. That's fly to the by the seat of your pants sometimes actually comes out with gold.
Yeah,
but I know what you mean, yeah.
And it's hard to contain yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, when sometimes you need to be serious for a certain reason or something funny's happened, but then you have to move on to something more serious.
Yeah.
And that was the case with the morning show with Larry, Emder and Kylie. Have you seen this? Have you heard this?
About
this?
I know about them. I haven't seen what happened. Why? What happened?
The story that they did a couple of days ago.
No. What happened? What? They lose the plot, did they?
Imagine this. Right, there's a story that was from overseas that these folks were setting up for an outdoor cinema.
Right,
what happens at outdoor cinemas? What do you have?
Well, you have the screen and everything else, the popcorn yeah. and the fairy floss, and you have say bean bags or air mattresses.
They had
or
air
something.
Mattresses, yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah.
So they set all up these air mattresses, and the vision this big windstorm came through and blew all of these air mattresses down. The street kind, and they're like right. flipping over each other.
There would have been a few of them too.
Oh my god, there was lots of them. Kylie and Larry from the morning show were reporting on that story.
Yeah,
and Kylie Gillies, who's Larry Emder's co-host, couldn't contain herself. She just started laughing. I've got the vision here. Listen to this.
Dozens of air mattresses were sent flying on Saturday in the lead up to an
I'm just watching
open
it now.
Air cinema event.
An eyewitness to the emergency who captured the moment called it the Great Mattress Migration of 2019. A strong wind. Oh dear. Sent the mattresses flying across a park in Denver, and we will continue to unpack this story for you.
That's funny.
Now they're trying to move
that's
on.
Funny. Yeah.
Kylie's breaking down there.
We need a laugh. Back home now, where authorities are warning regions across the
trying to move
the
on
East
to something
Coast.
Serious. Yeah.
You can hear the crew.
This is at the top of the show. Can we just see how ridiculous that was? And if you think you come in here and try and host a TV show after seeing that. Anyway.
It is hard.
Oh, yeah.
It is hard.
Once you get the giggles, you're gone.
We were hosting something many years ago.
Yeah.
And it was quite a serious subject. It was a lighthearted event,
yeah.
But there was a serious side to one of the event that we were hosting.
Yeah.
And somebody had said something just off the whim off stage to us,
yeah.
And here we are trying to go back out on stage in front of a crowd of thousands of people trying to contain ourselves to be straight for this event. It's the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah, and you're trying to muffle the laugh. And it comes
and
out
that
like
makes
a,
it worse.
It comes at like a whimper.
And then somebody else will hear that. That starts them off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That seriously, though, that vision is the funniest thing I've ever seen. If, just imagine, like, mattresses flying down the street.
Thank God for mobile phones where you can record that sort of stuff.
I love it. Day for breakfast. It's 9 away from 6 at Triple M.